Welcome to the Mind Power Podcast, a space where we're on a mission to positively impact your life by helping you increase your mental toughness and emotional resilience. To help you do so, here are your hosts and Mind Power coaches, Steph and Shay.
We are at the tail end of the year.
There are only 46 days left in 2023. Can you believe it? Yes, 46.
Man.
Yeah. Crazy.
I wish there were more.
I know. Well, hey, guess what? The new year starts.
The new year does start. I always listen when football, that's American football, not the football I grew up with, which, you know, in America they call soccer. When football season starts is where I start getting the EBGBs, because I can tell that the back end of the year is here and drives me crazy, because I'm like, no, I want some more time. I want some more months. I want some more weeks. I want some more days. But it's we are basically a month and a half till the end.
Absolutely.
Of this race.
Absolutely.
And then there's a new race, of course, next year.
So if you've been in our community for some time, you know that around this time every year, we're talking about how to finish strong, right? And if you're new to our community, welcome. And welcome to our finish strong mentality, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Welcome to the club.
Yeah. So traditionally speaking, Steph and I, around this time of year, we don't let up. There's a lot of people out there that they take their foot off the gas pedal once, you know, the seasons start to change and maybe the weather gets cooler depending on where you're located and the holidays start coming.
The holidays.
And it literally becomes a holidays, D-A-Z-E. Right? Where people go into this trance.
Yep.
And it's like the world around them stops and they stop getting things done. Right. Yep. And for us now, don't think we're, you know, we're not Scrooges.
No.
We're not, you know, the Grinch here.
I love the holidays.
It's not that we don't celebrate the holidays. Absolutely. We do celebrate the holidays.
We celebrate the holidays on the holidays, and we don't turn a holiday into a hollow week.
Right.
And we definitely don't turn it into a hollow month. Some people turn it into a hollow quarter. and that's just plain stupid. And so listen, celebrate. We love Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. And we love Thanksgiving weekend. And for us, Thanksgiving weekend is 4 days off.
4 solid days, right?
And it's 4 solid days. Man, long weekend.
Yeah.
There's a lot of research that shows that even having just a long weekend once a quarter can be as effective for some business executives as a 1 to 2 week off vacation one time a year.
So we fully take it off. We fully off. Enjoy it. It's a time of gratitude. It's a time of appreciation. Yeah. It's a time of thanks. It's a time to count your blessings and to spend time with family and friends and to eat good food, right?
Yep.
But we don't let it take us off track for the whole month or even the whole quarter.
Same with Christmas.
Right.
We in our company, what we always do is we make sure that it's a 4-day weekend, the way it falls, like even if it means giving our team an extra day here or there or what have you. Again, because we're big proponents of having some long weekends a little bit spread out all throughout the year. Again, for some studies show, even more effective than long vacations. And so it just gives you a chance to have a nice reboot and a recharge. And so same thing around the Christmas holidays. For us, when we're on, we're on. When we're off, we're off. I love what the late Jim Rohn said. He said, when you work, work. When you play, play. Don't mix the two. You know, he says so many individuals, they're in the office and they're thinking, I wish I could be at the beach, at the beach, at the beach, at the beach. And he goes, and a lot of people, they're also at the beach with their family. And they're like, I should be at the office, at the office, at the office, at the office.
So make your time count. When you're working, make it count towards your work.
When you're vacationing,
make it count. When you're with your family, make it count.
Do family. Don't try to be that person who's sitting there and you're with your family and on your phone at the same time. Mm-hmm. Not only are they not getting the attention that they deserve, but it's also just downright douchey. Like it drives me nuts, the amount of individuals out there that are running an online business from their phone while trying to play with their kids. Be with your kids
and run
your business. Compartmentalize your schedule. All of you that have taken Mind Power Breakthrough know in Module 5, we talked about mind power planning and productivity. Compartmentalize it. Fully focused.
Yes.
So important.
So 4 key things, right, to finish the year strong. So 1 is keep your momentum going, right? It's like a well. Think of the old wells that you had to pump, right? You literally had to pump. There's no water. Let's say it's dry, right? Yep. It's been sitting and there's no water coming out. What do you have to do? You have to pump. So finally, water flows,
right?
And then you get a bucket and you fill it up.
It's a lot of energy.
Get another bucket and fill it up, right? But it takes a lot of energy to get it from nothing to something. So you have the momentum. You have this entire year, whether it was good or whether it wasn't good, it doesn't matter. You have every single day to start fresh, right? So create that momentum, get that momentum going. If it's dry, if it's been, you know, a dry well or a dry spell, then get the momentum going. You've had that momentum, then keep it going, right? Keep
pumping
the well.
Just keep a steady cadence.
Yep.
Just keep pumping the well so water keeps coming. Have somebody else pass you the buckets so that they can be filled up, right? Yep. Have somebody else filling the buckets, metaphorically speaking. The same thing goes. Like what most people do is they then stop the pumping these days it's Halloween.
Oh my goodness.
Don't get me started.
Halloween is the new Christmas.
Man, it used to be about carving a pumpkin and putting it out on
front.
And
it was like one evening.
Now it's a major tailgate. And I've seen individuals setting up their lights and everything for Halloween weeks in advance. And I'm sorry. Like, I, whatever. No judgment. I'm just saying, man, how do you have time to do all that? I mean, we're changing the world, making a lot of magic happen. Like we don't have time to spend 2 to 3 weeks on Halloween. So these days, most individuals, it is what it is. I'm just going to call a spade a spade. By middle October now, thanks to this new overly commercialized Halloween, middle October all the way into middle January.
People are checking out.
Checked out. So let's do the math. Okay. Let's just count October to November to December to January, 3 months. Holocaust. I wasn't kidding when I said Holocaust.
Yeah.
These are individuals living a Holocaust and they're broke. Most of them are broke.
And they wonder why. And then come middle of January, maybe even end of January, they're waking up out of the holiday fog, the holidays, and their business is dried up. The well is dried up, right? So now they've got to get that momentum going. Meanwhile, people who have been going at it, they're just passing them by and accomplishing their goals.
Yep. So super important. Now back to the pump at the well. So most individuals in middle October, they're already stopping the pump action. Okay. They're starting again from scratch in January. It takes all that energy again to get things going again, which is why most individuals don't even step into a macro flow state until maybe middle February, for some people early March. I kid you not.
Because it could take weeks to get the pump flowing again, right? If you're in the sales world, you know what we mean by a pipeline, right? So if you let that well dry up, you're not going to have a pipeline. You're not going to be anyone to contact.
Nope.
You're not going to have any scheduled appointments in your calendar because you just let it dry up. Now you're going to have to work even harder to go out. Meanwhile, the world is happening and has been happening, and you're like trying to catch up. And that's a horrible feeling to feel like you're behind going, what the heck just happened?
Again, we are not saying not to celebrate the holidays. Just understand where you are going to celebrate, calendar it.
Mm-hmm.
And enjoy it fully. No work. We're actually giving you permission to fully disconnect on your holidays. Okay.
Make it count.
And all around that, work, because there's huge opportunity here. I am telling you that every year that we have been in business, our Q4 was our best quarter.
Because we followed these tips.
Every year since, literally, October was great. November was even better. December was even better than November. And then we take that momentum and go into January.
Into the new year.
And then that January is even better, bigger usually than just the previous month, December. And this is how we have had ongoing, consistent growth in our company in terms of our impact. Every single year since 2009, when we started our business.
Right.
every year. And this is also how we've also been a profitable business every single year since we started our business.
Yeah. Now, if you're saying, but that's not going to work for me.
Why not?
My business shuts down at the holidays.
Why?
Why does it have to?
Why does it have to?
Find out how it can work for you. Find out other ways to do, you know, customer love. You know, to this is the best time to reach out to your clientele and wish them
it's
happy
a
holidays.
It's a reason to contact
Absolutely.
Them. Our team is going to be working as hard as they can between now and the new year, contacting everybody within our tribe to say happy holidays, whatever you celebrate. Mm-hmm. We're grateful for you. We'd like to help you with your 2024 growth plan and understand where we fit in so we can help you keep growing. This is one of the reasons why, traditionally speaking, this is where we grow our impact the most, okay? So important. Listen, Shay always says this when we kick off a Mind Power Breakthrough. She always says, rather than say that won't work for me, she always says,
ask how will that work for me?
So she's always advising everybody going through the program anytime we teach, because at Mind Power Breakthrough, we teach over 100 revolutionary mindset strategies and techniques. And we always say, just don't say, I don't think that'll work for me. Say how that'll work for me. She always advises, very sage advice that she always says to the Mind Power Breakthrough members. I'm telling you right now, try to figure out how this will work for you. Like Jen Hansen. Jen Hansen is a very successful individual in our tribe. And literally, her husband having a
landscape,
I always want to call it landscape architecture business, but that's a different business. It's just a landscaping business. Well, yeah, of course, in Idaho, there's a lot of snow on the ground. There's not a lot of grass to cut and not a lot of bushes that need to be trimmed. But she heard this, right? And Stephen as well, her husband heard this, and they opened up a new arm to their business, which was doing snow removal, which did fantastic over the course of these next couple of months, of course. And last year was a big snow year, so that was important. So ask yourself, how could this work for me? How will this work for me?
Absolutely.
So important.
Absolutely. So that is key to helping keep your momentum going, right? So even if your network is tuning out, you're not, you've decided, okay, I'm going to keep the momentum going. But your network, let's say they're in the holidays and they're, you know, enjoying more than, say, you know, you are. Well, you're still enjoying it. You're enjoying it to the most. You're just making it very
scheduled
and making it count, right? So let's just say that your network is checked out. So what we do is we make sure that we're scheduling now for the beginning of the year, appointments and times to talk with people. If they're like, you know, I'm busy, I'm traveling or this or that or whatever in December, that's okay. Just schedule them for the beginning of January. So then every time we get to January, our calendar is already blocked out because we did it in Q4 of the previous year.
You all know we all throughout the year make sure that the next 2 weeks are scheduled out. Well, not right now. We're focused on making sure that we are scheduled out into January because most people, they come from their holidays. I like that, by the way. Mm-hmm. Never heard that one before. They get out of their holiday. I love it. They come out of their holidays in a daze, and literally they come out of the daze. And all of a sudden, like, oh, I got to get to work. And at that point, trust me, you're not going to get into their schedule.
Yeah.
No way. Mm-mm. Not going to happen because they have 3 months of catch up to do, probably mainly administrative. It's a whole nother story for another day. It's definitely probably not income generating activities. Regardless, they're playing catch up. And so anyway, super important for you to just schedule it out. This is so important. Again, you're being intentional with your time. We said it before and I'm going to say it again. We are not saying not to celebrate. Celebrate. Intentionally.
Yes, that's the key. Intentionally.
And stop trying to do all these things all the time. It's hogwash to think you can run your business from the beach. When people tell me that, I'm like, that's not something to be proud of. Be at the beach. And when you're working, work.
Right.
It's just not our jam. You all know that Shay and I put 12 years of research into the mind and how the mind works and understanding neuroscience and understanding productivity and understanding what it takes to optimize human performance. And let me tell you, compartmentalized scheduling is what works best, not trying to do a myriad of things all at the same time.
It's called multitasking.
It's called multitasking, which doesn't exist. It's just switching. Yeah. You're exhausting your brain, fatiguing your brain.
And so then you come back from that, what was supposed to be a vacation, and you're supposed to feel refreshed, and you're burned out.
Because you're fried.
You're fried. Your brain is fizzled, frizzled, fazzled, fried, all of those things. My brain is getting like that just thinking about it, because you didn't actually take time off and recharge and rest your brain, right?
Our mentor, Jim Rohn, said it best. He goes, I used to think about a business letter that I needed to write. And I was thinking about it while I was in the shower because I had time. He goes, so I'm thinking about this business letter in the shower. And he goes, it turned out when I read it, when I was in the office, it turned out to be a very strange letter. He goes, well, no wonder. I was in the shower.
Doing shower things.
Thinking about this letter. And he goes, yeah, it turned out to be a strange letter. He goes, I rewrote the letter in the office.
Okay. So maybe some of you, that's funny. Maybe some of you are thinking, you guys are crazy. Well, yes, we are.
We better be.
And maybe for you, you don't want to go harder. And we're not necessarily saying that you have to push the gas pedal farther than you currently are. You could. But you don't have to.
No, at minimum, hold steady. If this is the gas pedal right here, you know, Here's the brake, here's the gas pedal. Most people are doing this. They're letting off on the gas pedal, right? These are individuals that are drifting. We see it all around us. This is right now the thing that Shay and I are thinking about every single day, especially right now. How do we get our team to make sure that they're holding steady? Because we can feel when they're starting to let off. We can see it when one person, even on our whole team, our global team of 12 plus people, literally when they start letting off just a little bit. No. At minimum, you need to hold steady because Everybody else, if this is everybody else, they're letting off. If you watch, look up here for a moment. Some of you have seen this before. You need to see it again. Everyone else, if this is where everybody was at, even if you're neck and neck at the same acceleration and other people are easing off and you just hold steady, this right here, that delta equals massive growth in the next 2 months. That 100%. Delta equals massive prosperity for you in the next 2 months. If you own a business, massive profitability in the next 2 months, because all you're doing is holding steady where you were before while everyone else is letting off. You didn't even have to give increased effort, but it's going to look like you did, but you didn't. You just held steady.
Yep. So at minimum, so important. Hold steady.
Now, for the super achievers, you know who you are. And that's probably most of you that are here, right? And we're trying to inspire it to be all of you here, if you can't tell. Rather than just hold steady while everyone comes back, they kind of let off a little bit, push forward just a tiny bit. Even if it's just 1%, we're not saying to floor it. I've had people take us to task on this and be like, oh, Steph and Shay, that's how you burn out. No. What burnout is are the individuals. Listen, this is where the pedal can go. Look at my hand. Shay and I don't go all the way to where the pedal can go. We're always at, probably in terms of energy, let's just say we're at 80% of where we know the pedal can go, so that if we ever did need to give a little more, we can, but we know to only do it in short bursts. So all we're saying is increase just a little bit. Everyone else is letting off the gas pedal.
Yeah.
If you can just increase just a little tiny bit, there's still a lot of room. You could go further, trust me. But you are going to go leaps and bounds beyond other people in terms of performance and results.
100%. Think of it as like cruise control on the freeway going 80, not on the on-ramp speeding up to get in front of all of the traffic, right? Cruise control on the freeway at whatever speed you choose, just at a minimum, keep it steady.
And when we're cruising in our vehicle and we're at 70 miles an hour and I wanted to increase it, let's just say up to 75 miles an hour, it doesn't take a lot of energy for the vehicle to just increase from 70 to 75. Yeah. It won't take much. Just like when a locomotive, the most amount of fuel that it would burn, literally back in the day, I'm thinking about the old school locomotives with, you know, coal. It was just in getting it moving from inertia into a stride. I mean, they're having to constantly feed that engine with coal, that furnace with coal and a lot of coal. And then if they just wanted to increase it by a few miles per hour, a couple of shovels would get them there. Super important. Same thing's going to happen here. It won't take too much. But key here is just going to be to compartmentalize it.
Yeah. I said 80. I meant 70.
Yeah.
Or 80 if you like.
Well, in Utah,
I know 80 is
80 is good in Utah, but now here in Florida, can't really do that anymore. So
people are probably like, what?
Depends on where we're at, yeah. Right? So we'll go with the 80 when we're in Utah, 70 when we're in Florida. So anyway, super, super, super important. Maintain at minimum. Everyone's pulling back.
Yeah.
Like we see it all around us. Everyone's pulling back. Maintain at minimum. You're going to win. If you can accelerate a little more, you will win more.
Yep.
Let me tell you, this is not just one of the secrets to our success. This is one of the secrets to all of the super achievers' success that we studied during our 12-year research project. I mean, you have to think about the foremost achievers in the world. They compartmentalize their schedule, micro level and macro level, and holidays, they celebrate fully holidays. And then in and around the holidays, they are working hard and they are making magic happen while they know other people are going to be letting off a little bit of the gas pedal.
Yep.
Super, 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 super important. Okay.
Good. Good.
Super important.
So number two, if you're taking notes, this is what we call the fastest lap.
Oh my goodness gracious.
One of our favorites.
This is so important. You have to understand something that first of all, in racing, like race car, driving, there's an award obviously for who wins. There's also an award for who gets the fastest lap. Most of the time, the person who gets the fastest lap is the one that also wins the race. Most of the time. And then also what you need to know is most of the time, the fastest lap is the
last lap.
Okay. Super, super, super important. This is where it's all out. Push.
Yep.
Right. And so you have to understand there's great momentum. There's great momentum in going for it at the end. There's a lot of opportunity in pushing it. Like we said, at minimum, maintain. But if you can accelerate a little bit, mm-hmm. accelerate. This is now we want to try and inspire some of you to push a little bit more. Thank us later. It will set you up for having a great year and give you the momentum you need going into next year.
Absolutely. Think of a wave that's rising, right? We're in this wave of momentum, right? And then just ride that wave into the new year and take that momentum with you.
Super, super, super important. You want to just understand this whole notion that the very end is the time to buckle down, to push harder, to make magic happen. Listen, this is super, super, super important. You can look at sports teams and many different sports, and literally you will see the championship team is usually the one that pushed it all the way till the last second. We saw recently there was a great football game between the Philadelphia Eagles and the Dallas Cowboys. Love or hate either one of them, doesn't matter. Just understand this metaphor, okay? So the reality was the Cowboys had a chance to win multiple times at the end. And they call football, American football, that is a game of inches. It was literally a mm-hmm. game of inches. There was one almost touchdown that didn't happen by less than a foot. There was one touchdown that didn't happen because the quarterback, Dak Prescott, his toes barely touched the white line, making him out of bounds. Literally, there was a play at the very end where there was an opportunity, feet from the end zone, just couldn't get in there.
Didn't count.
And that's why the Philadelphia Eagles in that game showed themselves to be more elite and more of a championship team than the Dallas Cowboys in that game, who's, by the way, they're a great team. They're a phenomenal team. They crushed their opponent this past weekend. But the reality is, to be truly elite, you have to be willing to go all the way through to the end. In football, it's 60 minutes. 58 won't get you there. 59 usually won't get you there. It literally can come down to the final seconds, and it does oftentimes with a game-winning throw or a game-winning field goal. And so you have to understand the elite of the elite, in terms of their performance, they push all the way through till the end. In basketball, it's four quarters. In hockey, it's three periods. Again, American football, it's four quarters. So in basketball, the fourth quarter is most often the most intense, productive, and I will say entertaining period of the game. Super important.
It's just where they're like all out, giving it everything they've got.
It's all out. Like the sweat is pouring even harder. You can tell their hearts are pounding. They're breathing hard. Listen, they will make strategic decisions and literally give their all in the final quarter. This is super important. Oftentimes, this is where in basketball, the winner of the game is decided based on what happens in the fourth quarter. Listen, the clock becomes a factor. Well, what a great metaphor for life. Mm-hmm. And teams, they may need to make quick decisions. Like, for instance, take more three-point shots. right? Which they're not thinking about in the first or the second. It's just how can we run up the points and based on flow. Yeah. Now it's like, we got to make 3-point shots.
Absolutely. And they've exerted their energy throughout the game. So now it's about how to be calculated, how to be strategic
yep.
with the time that they do have and the energy that they do have, right? Sounds like a metaphor for life and how to utilize your time and energy wisely.
Yeah, they'll maybe play more aggressively, for instance, you know, at the very end, because it's coming down to the wire, because they have to either catch up or maybe they have to maintain the lead, right? And then there's American football.
Right. Yeah. Absolutely. Which is all about the fourth quarter.
It's all so critical, fourth quarter.
Right? And especially in those close contested games, right? So teams will often make their final push in the last quarter, trying to score touchdowns and field goals to secure a win or tie the game so they can get more time, right? And so it's all down to the last quarter.
Yeah. And there's a well-known drill known as the 2-minute drill. Some teams even have a 1-minute drill. This is a strategy literally when they're trailing and they need to move quickly down the field to score, sometimes multiple times. And ice hockey, the third period, which for those of you that don't know hockey, that's the last period.
The final period. Okay,
it's the final period. Usually also is crucial. Teams often play conservatively in early periods. But as the game progresses, they become more aggressive. Again, the pace of the game increases, more game-winning goals, dramatic comebacks oftentimes occur in that third period. It's a critical part of ice hockey matches. So this is in all sports. That very last period is oftentimes where the most action happens. And it's usually the most exciting. It's the most, I will say, decisive. In most sports, there's this pressure to perform, and there's also a limited time on the clock. You want to look at it like there's a limited time on the clock just for this game. Now, you got infinite games out in front of you, of course, right? If you get the metaphor.
Yes.
But in this game, the clock is ticking, and it's ticking closer and closer and closer to zero. You want to experience a little bit of that pressure. Listen, understand this. A little bit of stress is healthy. Ooh, did you catch that? A little bit of stress from pressure is healthy. So here's one of the issues that Shay and I have with the New Age movement. The New Age movement put all of these individuals into some state of ethereal bliss, and they're kind of floating around in life, and a little bit of pressure happens, and they abreact. A little bit of pressure happens and they'll just quit or quiet quit, or a little bit of pressure happens and they'll cancel you, right? With all the new cancel culture and this, that, or the other. The reality is a little bit of pressure is actually healthy. A little bit of stress is actually healthy. And I love this quote from Samuel Johnson, literary genius. He said, "If a man is to be hung on the fortnight, it focuses his mind wonderfully." Think about that for a moment. Somebody has 14 days to live. You're darn right. He's going to do whatever it takes to make sure that he lives to his utmost potential in those 14 days.
Right. Right.
This is why it's important to actually embrace the pressure and appreciate the pressure. Love a little bit of the pressure. Now, we're not saying take it to
distress.
That's different.
Right.
That's
right.
Where dis-ease
happens.
We're
not saying to burn yourself out.
No. So
that you know, you need a spatula to pick yourself up off of the ground. No.
No. No, not at all.
But know yourself, be self-aware, know what your limits are, and push yourself to the limit with healthy stress, healthy pressure, with intention, and also be able to enjoy the holidays intentionally.
So important. And be careful too. I'll tell you what a lot of individuals will do is they'll get a little bit of success around this time period when they do the finish strong philosophy. And then they slip right back into old behaviors and they let off. And that literally will be their demise on the back end of the year and the beginning of next year. You have to maintain. You're going to get some success. Mark my word. Success does not mean let off.
Success is a super achiever's downfall. Really, it is. And I know that sounds crazy because we all strive for success. But what can happen is once we get to that success that we were striving so hard for, we go, I made it. And then complacency sets in.
Yeah, super important.
Comfortableness sets in.
And if you understand Mind Body Connection, if you've been to our Mind Power Coaching Academy Masters program, what'll happen to a lot of individuals, they go, a little bit of success, and then they get sick because the body goes through a healing crisis, right? This is why it's a real deal. And the struggle is real. There's a lot of individuals, they go into a vacation. They did not give themselves time to turn it off a little bit here and there with long weekends over the course of a year. And unfortunately, their body's got to go through a major healing and they catch a cold or a flu or something over their vacation. You're all free from that, of course, but just make sure you are scheduling your time off. And when you work, work. When you play, play. Don't mix the two.
Yes.
We've seen so many individuals out there running online businesses, especially network marketing businesses and this, that, and the other. And literally there's unfortunately never any gap in their schedule that they're fully disconnected. And that's a travesty. By the way, let me tell you something, individuals that are the top of the top of the top of those network marketing companies, they do the best job taking time off and fully stepping away. So you can learn from the individuals that have created massive amounts of success and you can model that. So important. So understand that now is this opportunity to take all this momentum that you have and to have your fastest lap,
yeah,
metaphorically speaking. And if you're not happy with
how
things have gone, I also want you to know there's been, I mean, too many to count situations where somebody had come from behind victories. It's a big deal in most sports.
There's always a chance. Yes.
Always a chance. So know that you can have a come from behind victory yourself.
100%. And those are the sweetest, right? Those, because you know the trials and tribulations that you went through and how hard you had to work for it. And so those successes make it even better.
You have an opportunity right now to make this November and December, literally the November to remember and the December to remember.
100%.
This, you have that opportunity
right now.
You just have to make the decision right now
that you're going for it.
What if that extra push ended up helping you get another bonus that then you can not only enjoy all of your holidays here coming up over the next couple of months, and on top of it, take a long weekend or a vacation with your family because of how you pushed it? You got to find out what's your why.
Right. Right.
You got to find out what your why.
What if your extra energy and your extra motivation inspired somebody around you and your family and your friends and your network to do better themselves, right? So you never know. Everybody is watching. People are always watching you. And especially if you have family and kids, they are especially watching you.
Oh, they're watching. 98% of our behaviors are learned from watching somebody else. So 98% of your kids' behaviors are from most likely watching you. Right? So you are the pace setter. You are the pace setter. Yes. You are the one that individuals around you are modeling. So you have to decide right now, what kind of individual are you? Are you this person that is pulling back
and coasting?
And slowing down, or are you the individual that's holding steady at minimum or even accelerating a little bit more?
Yep.
We think that you're, because you're here, and those of you that are still here with us, literally after 50 minutes of us pouring into you, this whole Finish Strong concept, literally, we think you're the individuals that are the super achievers. You're the crazy ones. You're the ones that literally want to go out and change the world and put a dent in the universe.
And you're the ones that do.
You are the ones that do.
Yes.
Right? So cool. Super, super, super important.
So that was number two, fastest lap. So number three is to stay focused on your top three wants.
Yep.
Right. So, you know, from if you've taken Mind Power Breakthrough, we do the 100 wants, which is, you know, all the things that you want in life. And then you narrow it down to your top 10 wants that you want to achieve over the next 12 months. And then you narrow that down to the top three wants that I want to accomplish in the next 30 days, 30 to 45, right? We're right in that window. Yep. So reevaluate your list and really hone in on those top three that you're going to go for the rest of the year.
It keeps you focused.
It absolutely keeps you focused.
This is about what I was talking about with find your why. I mean, you've got why, which is your internal why, which is what's important to you, which are these top three wants. That's super, super, super important. And then driving you all along the way too, of course, is your purpose and your passion.
For sure. Right now, if you look at your top three wants, and if they are not big enough to drive you with momentum and energy into the end of the year, fully engaged and focused, then you need to rewrite them. They are not big enough.
Yep.
They are not big enough. You need to make them bigger to be able to get you. If you're sitting in inertia, you need to make them so big that you can get out of inertia and into momentum and into movement. Now, if you look at them and you go, these are big, these are really big, then cool. Keep going for them. Keep working towards them every single day. Make that your focus to achieve those by the end of the year.
Super important.
46 days left.
46. Tomorrow is 45.
Yes.
Yeah. Make it count.
Absolutely.
Make it count. And that's not even working days. You're going to have to back out of that. How many days that you are going to be celebrating the holidays. Right. And that's what you have in terms of working days. So
sure. Working days toward whatever your three, you know, your big effing goals are, whatever your three wants are, whether it's in business or health or wealth or family, spirituality, personal development, whatever they are. Yeah. Work out the days that you're going to be totally off celebrating the holidays and then, you know, find out how many days. So most likely it's going to be less than the 46, 45, right? So
oh, man, it's still upside.
Totally.
It's all upside. Cause I promise you the next 46 days are checked out for at least 80% of the population. I'm probably going to venture to say 90%. Probably yep. 90% of the population are going to be fully checked out the next 46 days. There's going to be 10% that are going to be pushing. And by the way, where these statistics come from, traditionally speaking, as you all have heard us talk about before, 90% of people struggle, 10% succeed. And that's in general, life in general. And then if we go even in terms of a certain microcosm of like an economic downturn, traditionally speaking, here comes the percentages again. Not a coincidence, by the way. 90% of people struggle during a recession. 10% thrive and build a lot of wealth during a recession, right? And it's all mind power. You know, Sam Walton said it best in 1991 during the recession. He was interviewed and they asked him, they said, hey, so what do you think about the recession? He said, I thought about it and I'm choosing not to participate, mm-hmm. Which is all mindset. Right. That's talking about somebody who is walking mind power. Sam Walton built literally generational wealth with Walmart. Yes. And they even say that the Walmart stock is like a recession proof stock. And so fact of the matter is this type of thinking is the type of thinking that you want to make sure that you have. And you just want to do whatever it takes to keep pushing.
Yes.
Keep pushing. Yes. Don't just unplug like 90% of the population is going to do for the next 46
right.
days,
and
be part of the 10% that pushes.
The worst thing you could do is say, this year was crap. I'm just going to throw in the towel and whatever. 46 days doesn't matter. It's not going to do anything. That is a lot of time.
Oh my God.
That
so
is
much time.
A lot of time. And if you want to know how much time that is, just ask somebody who's on their deathbed how much mm-hmm. time that is. That's yep. a lot of time. You can do a lot of living in that time. So go make it happen.
So important. So important. Listen, you got to know this. So many championships have been decided literally not only in the very last minute, but were major come from behind victories. We've even had some business years where literally the first 10 months were literally it's like a dumpster fire. I'm not kidding you in terms of business growth. And then
just might as well just flush it down the toilet.
I mean, if we were like anyone within the 90% would have just like hopped on a plane and gone to Costa Rica for 46 days and said, I'll wait till January 1st and start over again. We have never, ever, ever done that.
No.
Never, which is why anyone who knows us knows we always traditionally speaking, don't take a huge international vacation around the holidays or the new year, because we're pushing all the way till the end. For us is taking time off predominantly in the new year
yeah.
for us, or potentially in the summer months. And so, man, I'm telling you, dumpster fire. And then all of a sudden we followed every single one of these principles within the Finish Strong strategy and mindset, and literally made it at a phenomenal year in literally the last 46 days or so, give
yeah.
or take. We've experienced that before in the past. It is not over. It ain't over, as they say, until the fat lady sings, and she has not sung yet. And that's not until midnight on December 31st. Hey, Mind Power Podcast listeners, it's Steph here. Inside this podcast, we've taken you on countless journeys of insight, reflection, and transformation. We've spoken about releasing the things that hold us back, optimizing our health, making the most of our time, achieving our big effing goals, and most importantly, becoming the best version of ourselves. However, we feel like we can do more. So many people in the world are staying in unfulfilling jobs, living paycheck to paycheck, and barely getting by, and living in a place of fear, anger, doubt, and no hope of things ever getting better. At a time when stress, overwhelm, and scatteredness are the new normal, people are seeking certainty, clarity, and guidance more than ever. And who better to provide that than a trained mind power coach? If you're looking to transform your passion into a lucrative coaching business, take back control of your financial future, and help others regain their hope, then the Mind Power Summit is your golden ticket. Register for free at mindpowersummit.com. That's mindpowersummit.com. We'll see you at the top.